an A is, man, they're just, we, I mean, like, the Packers are an A, right? Seattle's off has been an A.
Because
you can't give an A to something that's not.
Your grade is above average.
No, I know. I'm just talking about, I can't give them an A because to me, an A is an offense that's just humming along, putting up 30, 40 points a game and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consistently or rather easy. Like, you can't not score in the fourth quarter. I can't give you an A. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not at the B just yet because, again, I still think there's certain areas that I want to see. Like, the Lions game was the best offensive look, pace, tempo that I've seen this season.
Through three quarters.
And they still didn't score in the fourth, so yeah. I can't give them a B. I got to go C plus is what I get.
Oh, your overall grade was a B minus. Yeah.
Right. So that's why I went there. And again, the defense, man, I can't. So that's where I'm going there. Twitter Dave, thank you for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend.
What you got for me?
I got a few things. I like to grade the team.
Okay.
The offense overall is you have to. I kind of agree with the guy on Twitter. That wasn't me, by the way. I give him about a C minus. But the offense line, they're working. I mean, they're spotted. They're injured. They're doing what they can. I'm going to give them a B minus. I really don't have a problem with that. You know, the defense, C minus. And I'm always going to give my special teams a B plus because they're doing pretty good work this year. Gus, what about that ace that we had? I thought you were calling for the Cubs. What happened to him?
The what now? Say that again?
Our ace that you said that I asked you.
Oh, Hendricks?
Yeah, because I if you look at his card and then you look at your boy from San Francisco's card,
Can I
would say I would have given him San Francisco.
Twitter Dave, they scored one run in two games.
Yeah, I know.
Kershaw would have trouble if he don't score any runs. they didn't score any runs. Their guy pitched well, and then they didn't score any runs again in game number two. So, it's just not good, man. I don't know. One run. One. At least you won the Reds. They didn't score at all. So,
that's very true, my friend. But I enjoy the show, brother. I'll keep you a shout back, and hopefully this hurricane don't come.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Looking forward to getting next year underway. Thank you, Twitter Dave. Appreciate it. Life of a Cub fan. Playoffs still going on. Hadn't even got to the World Series yet. Already looking forward to next year. Got some news from Drew Holiday we'll get to in a quick second. Cornell, though, wants to chime in on the Sports Hangover. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
Not much, man. I'm enjoying the weather. What you got?
Man, first of all, I want to give my grades on the Saints. But before I do that, I want everybody to remember that we didn't have any OTAs, any gatherings of the, you know, they couldn't even get together and bind until training camp. So now for these guys to start off slow, I mean, I kind of get it. I understand they didn't really have time to work together. So I gotta be fair with my grade. It can't be just saying, oh, they suck. No, can't be like that because they have to have a little time to buy. So as far as offense goes, I'm going to say right now I'm going to give them just a regular C because they could be better. Actually, I'm gonna drop that down to a B minus because I see them being better as an offense wise because they always been able to move the ball. Just play calling needed to catch up, like we were talking about yesterday. But now defense that's a little slower because of the lack of time together, the bonding time to know what each other gonna do before time. So I gotta give them a C minus because they're just not there yet, and especially with the lack of Davenport being on the opposite of Cam because they really need him. But as far as special teams, I gotta give them a B plus because they've been playing good. They're gonna get better and better as the season goes.
Carnell, I
that's my take on them.
No, I hear you, and that's why I went B minus, man, because I think you'd agree with me, right? They're not an average team. I still think they're a playoff team. I thought they were a playoff team even after that loss. And again, dude, when you think of this, Carnell, they play without six starters. How many NFL teams, legitimately? How many college? How many anybody?
Right.
How many anybody can't play without six starters and overcome a 14? I mean, dude, again, they're making fun of me because I was jiffing the atom bomb and jiffing the panic button to them to Todd and Jordan during the game. But I'm like, dude, you're down 14-0. I had gotten to my second sip of a cold one. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Not many teams overcome that, and they could. So I think that shows you how good this team can be. There's a reason a lot of people thought they're Super Bowl contenders. Just they just got to get it together.
I mean, they have to hit their stride. They gotta get going. They didn't have any preseason. Like I said, preseason matters, even
it
if they don't want to say it matters. It does. I mean, it gets those guys in shape. It gives you time to know each other. You know, so and if it's not, you're not playing it out until the regular season. How does that work? You know, but. Anyway, I see them being a good 5-2 going into that Tampa Bay game. That's going to be a good mark for them. They have winnable games ahead.
I'm with you. At some point in time, you're down 17 points, Tom Brady. Now they're NFC favorites, man. See how that works for Tom? You've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, that's just Tom. They give it to Tom.
I hear you. Thank you, Carnell. Appreciate it, man.
All right, you guys.
There he goes. As we hit our first break, think of this too, Jordan. And look, we said this at the beginning of the season. We thought this was probably the most talented and deepest Saints team, and they've proven at least the depth part for sure, right? But we also said that this could be the most talented NFC conference that we've seen in a while. The West started out well. Aaron Rodgers is having an MVP season. Russell Wilson is having an MVP season. Tampa Brady. 5 TDs. I'm just saying, I mean, it's going to be hard to get out of the NFC. It just is, man. You know? Sports Hangover continues next. Tim Grubbs will talk a little MLB playoffs on ESPN New Orleans.
Because French dream won't stop and then boots and French kisses will not.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way of saying thanks for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that light new pre-owned any make or model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the web at goldenmotors.com. 325-1000. Golden Motors. Chevy. Find new roads.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabe at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you whose AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Lonzo Ball, and you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. We have a fist-pumping idiot intern in front of us. What? What?
Lead off home run.
You don't even know how to say his name.
Acuna.
Who?
Acuna.
What position does he play?
center field.
Exactly. I know my baseball.
And Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow Tim Grubbs.
Freddie Franchise.
Tuesday, we talk a little Major League Baseball with him. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
Well, not too good. I mean, they're already losing 1-0.
That's true. You do call play-by-play for the Marlins AAA affiliate. The wind surge. We're going to get windy here later. Do you miss preparing and, you know, planning evacuation routes and stuff? Do you miss that part of Louisiana?
I do not. And I miss there's probably a long list, you know, of things that I do miss about living in New Orleans. Not that I've not adjusted and like it here, but I do miss a lot of things. But that is probably the top of the list of the one thing I don't miss. Just the anxiety of, you know, everything that goes into it. Because I know you guys, I feel for you, because it's been a rough hurricane season. I feel like every week there's something else swirling out there in the Gulf heading in your direction.
Let me ask you this, though. Because now you've had to deal with something that we really don't. Tornadoes. Have you dealt with a tornado yet?
I have not. The closest I come to it is every Monday at noon that the sirens go off.
Mm-hmm.
And
to test.
You know, I'm used to it now, but when I first moved here, I mean, what in the world is that? But, I mean, the one good thing, I mean, and there's never anything good about a national disaster, but at least, I mean, I say this, we didn't have any tornadoes in Kansas this spring or this summer, and I know that, you know, I don't think there really is a season, so at any time, it could happen, but spring and early summer, I guess, is the most busy time. But at least there's no anxiety with it. Like, you get maybe, what, 2 minutes, 5 minutes ahead notice? You know, and I think that's one of the worst things about hurricane season is you start finding out 3, 4, 5 days in advance.
Right. That does
and
help.
And you lose so much sleep, planning the travel, and, you know, are you going to evacuate, or how much food you're going to buy, how much beer are you going to pick up for the
that's
house?
That's it. That's the key right there. That's it.
crazy times. I wish everybody the best, and hope it doesn't, hope it's not too bad.
Tim, explain something to me, and then we'll get into the breakdowns of the final teams that are playing. What's the rhyme and reason to have East Coast teams playing on the West Coast teams not playing there as well? Is it to not give them a home field advantage? Is that why the Dodgers are playing in Texas, not in Dodger Stadium, that's actually being used by other teams? And the fact that you bring two East Coast teams and the Yankees and Rays to play at Petco Park in San Diego, like, explain what sense that makes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They didn't want the Astros playing at home, or possibly even playing in Arlington, at least in the early round. And they didn't want the Dodgers or the Padres.
What does it matter? There's no fans.
There's no fan. I guess because of with those guys, they wanted the bubble situation, and I'm sure, you know, they didn't want the Dodger players or the Padre players, you know, leaving and going back home, you know, because they obviously want, you know, what the NBA had in keeping these guys in a hotel, keeping these guys from potential. They don't want any disruptments now. I mean, you've gotten through this, and now these guys are in a bubble situation. They don't want them going home, you know, going out to a restaurant or getting impacted.
Okay, I understand. What park is the World Series in?
It's in Arlington. It's a brand new stadium in, you know, outside of Dallas.
Yep, I know. It's right next to the where the old park is, which I thought was nice too, but it's covered as well, so I guess you can do that.
Yeah, it's got the dome. And it's funny because the old ballpark, and I say the old ballpark, the Rangers Stadium, I think, opened like in 1998.
Right.
And obviously they have a new one. They're not getting rid of the old one because it's in such good shape. They're just going to use it for other things. Just, it wasn't very smart thinking on the people in Texas, in Arlington or Dallas. Why would you build an outdoor stadium, you know, dealing with the summer heat?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, and obviously, if they could have put a dome on the old stadium, they probably could have, but when they started figuring out the math, it was just easier just to build a new one.
Exactly. So let's see. What else do we have going on here? Yesterday, the Astros beat the A's to go up, but with a 10-5 win there. Yankees win 9-3 over the Rays. It almost seems, I keep calling it kryptonite, right? I mean, I think, you know, we saw early in the season the A's and Astros kind of have a little brawl there. And you and I talked about with the Yankees, they're healthy. Look, they started out really well this season. So I guess timing is everything.
Timing is everything. You know, I didn't think the Yankees would get past Cleveland. I just didn't think that they were hitting their stride, and I know they could be the most dangerous team, at least in the American League and potentially in Major League Baseball, but in a time have been, but at other times they've been downright awful, mainly because of health. But, man, the way that team has come alive, you know, if we would have talked yesterday, I would have been like, you know what, I still got to think Tampa's got the advantage. But after seeing the way they blasted them away yesterday, it's going to be a tough, especially a five best-of-five type series. It's going to be tough for the underdog Rays, especially with that, you know, there is a lot of hatred between those two organizations. You know, when there was, you know, they had a little run-in earlier this season, and they've had some in the past. But this Yankees team looks like it's clicking at the right time.
When you look at the games today that get underway, Padres and Dodgers and Marlins and Braves, which is going on right now, obviously Atlanta's on as well. Is Atlanta just further along than the Marlins are? I mean, can we kind of understand that to an extent, or can that win for the Marlins kind of propel them here? Because the Braves are kind of new territory, too. They finally won a series.
Yeah, the Braves finally won a series. The Braves team that is not exactly healthy, but the Braves are further along than the Marlins. This would be a pretty big upset, I think, if the Marlins could pull it off. I mean, the Marlins are, you know, they ran into a good situation against the Cubs. Sorry about your club. A team that wasn't hitting, and the Marlins just outpitched them, and they kept those Cubs bats down. I don't think, especially in a longer series, it's going to be a lot harder to do that to the Freddie Freemans and the Marcelo Zunas that are on Atlanta. I just think it's going to be a little more difficult and, you know, probably going to be a depth issue. The Marlins are pretty decent at the top, but, you know, as you get into a long series, and there's no days off here, so this isn't a situation, you know, like we've had in years past where you'll see a starting pitcher come in and close. You know, we've seen at Madison Bumgarner. We saw the Nats do it last year. We see it every year where all of a sudden you shuffle things around. You got five games in 5 days, so you're not really – you do really need to show your depth here, and I think the Braves just have more of it.
So when you look at these series and how they go, do you think it's Astros, Yankees, and the ALCS? And I still think the Dodgers is too hard to beat, and maybe Dodgers-Braves would make the most sense?
Yeah, I think you're probably heading there. I mean, the Padres looked like they were in trouble early in that series against the Cardinals, and then they came alive. San Diego does have some depth, and their two best pitchers, Clevinger, who they got in the trade from Cleveland at the deadline, and Lamont, neither one of them looked like they were going to be able to pitch. They didn't pitch at all in that round against St. Louis. They're both slated to pitch in this series. So if those two are healthy, which is a big question mark because they haven't pitched in a couple of weeks, if those two are healthy, I think San Diego could possibly cause some problems for the Dodgers. I still think Oakland's the better team over Houston. I didn't think the Astros played very well, but maybe the Astros just have it going. Maybe they've turned the switch at the right time. They certainly look very good against the Twins and certainly look good yesterday against the A's.
All right, Tim. Guess, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch the little Yankees and, you know, Rays yesterday. And I just, you know, Theo's meeting. He looks like he's leaving either next year or this year. I don't know.
I would imagine, from every report I'm seeing, it sounds like Theo's leaving soon. And I tell you, your Cubs team's going to be a lot different. I don't know. Schwarber's probably going to be dealt somewhere. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Chicago.
Who's my core, Tim? Who am I keeping? Who's my core?
I imagine they'll keep Wilson Contreras and Javi Baez.
I agree.
And Rizzo. I think Rizzo.
I think Riz, too. I like Riz.
I just think it would be too hard to get rid of him. I know there's a lot of bright young stars with the Cubs, at least,
right.
You know, I just think he's been kind of the face of the franchise, and I would be shocked if they could move off of him. You know what I mean?
Can you do me a favor? I know you got a little time. Can you go find where Chris Bryant's at? Because the player that we've been seeing the last several years and this year is not the guy I saw at Zephyr Field, is not the guy I saw win the MVP. I mean, think of I wouldn't even say that just the change, but yeah, the guy was the MVP.
Was the MVP.
And he was 0-10 in the playoffs this year.
You and I were texting each other during the Marlins series the other day.
Not a hit, Tim. I'm not even talking about a homer. Not a hit.
Got a hit, a home run for former Zephyr Miguel Rojas. But that stat line that they put up of Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez, since they won the World Series, that postseason statistics that those guys put up, they put that stat up, they're batting 100 in the postseason since they won the World Series. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah,
like, especially with the amount of the bats they've got.
You know what? I have a theory, but I can't say it on the air. I'll text it to you. That's Mr. Tip Grubbs is the way
to enjoy the series. And for the sake of TV ratings, I don't think Commissioner Manfred wants Tampa Bay versus San Diego.
Yeah, that's probably true. We'll see what happens. It's now 1-1. The Marlins have gone yard. So 1-1, Marlins and Braves. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, bud. We'll talk next week.
All right, appreciate it. Hopefully Jordan jumping on the Braves bandwagon is good luck for the Marlins.
I hear you. Quick break when we come back. Head coach Willie Fritz will join us in the Tulane Green Wave. Your phone calls and more. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Can we talk
sports?
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back each and every Tuesday, 1:30. Head coach Willie Fritz, kind enough to join us, talk about his football team. Coach, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing all right, Gus. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Obviously, you know what's scheduled to make an appearance here later on in the week. It's called the Hurricane. You guys play on Thursday, though, so has it affected, I guess, y'all's preparations at all, maybe even coming back?
Well, possibly. You know, we go through all the different situations and scenarios that could occur, you know, staying over there, coming back, staying someplace off campus, you know, different things like that. So hopefully everything will be okay. You know, you got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But, we've got preparations. We had a few meetings on it. I know our campus, you know, really does an excellent job of meeting. I think Troy Dan will meet three times a day, you know, on whenever there's a possibility of something. So we're prepared in case something does happen.
Yep. TulaneGreenWave.com, of course, and then on Twitter, at GreenWaveFB. Any information or news regarding the team will be posted on there. Coach, your team's 2-1. We talked last Tuesday about the win against Southern Miss. That was a week ago, and let's refresh the memories there. After looking at that team, at that film we talked on Tuesday, you're happy with the win. Since then, you found out for sure the latest on Tajay Spears, and also you found out that, you know what, you're going to give a shot to Michael Pratt at quarterback to see what happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tajay is going to be lost for the rest of the season. He really came out of the box, was playing great. It's disappointing. You don't want that to happen to any of your guys, but he just is such a hard worker and he has such a positive attitude. And that's what's going to help him, you know, coming back from this injury as well. And then Michael came in and, you know, played well against Southern Miss. We're going to start him, you know, Thursday night against Houston.
When you have a player, look, he came in into the game early, so he's had pretty much a full game to kind of get in on. But it's a little different in coach getting ready to go that way. Or did it help that he did get as much time as he did at Southern Miss and that it was on the road?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, really good for him that he got to play quite a bit, you know, in that ball game. And, you know, I think he played about close to three full quarters. And, you know, so that's going to be good for his development and, you know, making the transition from high school to college. You know, and then he got a lot of reps this week with, you know, running with the ones. The first team quarterback, you know, usually gets about 60-65% of your repetitions during a week mm-hmm. in practice. So that helps him out quite a bit as well.
Coach, we talked about it last week about the ability of whoever's under center. One of the things that helps your ball club is such a deep running back room, the ability to be able to hand it off or even toss it to guys coming out the backfield. And that should also help maybe alleviate some pressure for whoever's that quarterback. And in this case, it'll be Pride.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about our backs is they, you know, obviously they run the ball well, but they can catch it and they're good route runners. And, you know, we'll put them out as a receiver at times. They'll come out of the backfield at times. And, you know, when you got backs that can catch the ball as well as they run it, really helps open up your passing game.
Coach, when you look at your play of the defense so far through the season, kind of seems, even if there were stretches where they could be sort of dominant, and you mentioned that word at Southern Miss, once figured some things out, the D-line started to take over, and you touched on the beginning of the season, you got two wins that you think that can really make a play. Just overall at this point, you had some time to sort of work on it with the bye. Where do you think your defense is, and what do you think they need to improve on?
Well, we've been a little up and down, you know, just like we have been offensively. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some really good quarters, and there's been some times where, you know, everybody hasn't done their 1/11th. You know, we didn't start real well in a few games, and in one game we started real well defensively and didn't finish as good as we needed to. So we've got to get that consistency. You know, nowadays it's hard to shut somebody out. Everybody's got athletes. Everybody
right.
spreads you out and gets these guys in space. And, you know, the days of having goals of, you know, 14 points or less and those kind of things, it's pretty tough to do. You know, you're not seeing very many teams across the nation, NFL, college, or high school that are able to do that. So, you know, we just need to play more consistently and, you know, make people drive on you. You know, normally when they have to put together those 8, 10, 12, play drives, they, you know, there's a chance of figuring it out and having three good plays in a row to get a, you know, get a turn takeaway and during the course of it as well. So just need to have a little bit more consistency defensively.
Speaking with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave, his team's getting ready to take on Houston on Thursday on ESPN at 6:30. Coach, how difficult is it to prep for a team that hasn't played yet?
You know, it's different. I've never, you know, been in this situation before. You know, the thing that, you know, we're relying on is the fact that they've, you know, Coach Holgorsen is also his offensive coordinator, the head coach there at Houston. And so he's going to do a lot of the same things that he's mm-hmm. done in the past. I'm sure we're going to see some different wrinkles. And we've tried to work on the what ifs. You know, defensively, their coordinator has been there. You know, he's run the same style of defense for a long time. You know, so we got an idea, but, you know, you never know. That first ball game is mm-hmm. always different. All of a sudden, they come out and do some things you didn't know about, and you got to make adjustments on the sideline. You got to make adjustments as a player while you're out there on the field because you just can't call a timeout every time there's something a little bit different that's being done. So, yeah, it is different. They've you know, we've you know, maybe got an advantage of having played some games. They got an advantage right. of having not played games. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
I've always wondered when you get in a situation like this, Coach Fritz, if you go out, obviously, I think you worry about yourself, right? You go out there, you've played, you try to do it, but do you try to be more aggressive? Do you try to be more cautious to kind of wait to see what the game sort of entails and how it's going to go on the flow? Or is it kind of a mixture of both?
all, I think you just go ahead and, you know, run the things that you think are going to be successful. When you start getting into the season, you start expanding your offense and defense and special teams package, and you do a little bit more than what you did the week before. Maybe you showed this formation and you can run this out of it instead of, you know, what you've been showing. Defensively, same thing with fronts and throwing some little wrinkles in there that, you know, they're going to have to adjust to on the sideline as well. But, you know, you're just always trying to call that play that, you know, offense, defense, kicking game that you think is going to work. Every once in a while you take a little bit more chance than you normally do, but consistency is a big deal in our sport without question.
Coach, I guess when you look at a game like this, as we wrap up with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave, you mentioned you focus on you run the things that you want. What are the keys that are you going to tell your team right before you walk out of the locker room there? You can share with us.
Oh, just execution. You know, I think it's the same thing every week. You know, right. Everybody just doing their 111th. And, you know, we've had a little bit of extra time, too, you know, to refine our game plan and rep it and know what we're doing. And, you know, you always come out of the box with, you know, some plays that you script and offensively. And, you know, we've had a chance to run through those plays numerous times. You know, we really had about 3 more practices than what we normally would have. You know, I gave the guys a couple of days off after, you know, the Southern Miss game. And so we've had a few more workouts than what we've normally had. But we just got to go out and execute. You know, as long as we do that offense, defense, kicking game, we'll play well.
Well, we'll see. Coming up on Thursday, 6:30 on national TV. I know you're excited about that. No doubt the team and the players look forward to that. And, look, more importantly, try to get that third win, right?
You betcha. And we're excited about being on ESPN, and it'll be a big deal for us. You know, we need to play well. It's a good team we're playing.
TulaneGreenWave.com, and, of course, on Twitter. You can follow the Green Wave and get any information going up into the game and afterwards at Green Wave FB. Always a pleasure. Thank you for the time on every Tuesday for coming on and chatting with us.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it.
There he goes, head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. And that is an interesting aspect of it, isn't it, Jordan, when you look at it and think about it? You're playing a team that you don't know their go-to. I mean, you have an idea and you have a theory, but there's no tape, you know? And, like, this guy has gotten this. And I guess you almost approach it maybe to an extent like the opening game of the season. But even still, I mean, with so much change, I mean, the Eric King's over there with Miami now. That was the guy you faced last year on Thursday. And after that game, he said no mas, you know, when he left Houston. I mean, like, when you think of the change and everything that's gone, it's interesting. I think that's why I asked him if you're aggressive in terms of, you know, get out there and put them on the we haven't played a game. Because if you don't know what they're doing, how do they know to an extent? Because I think, like we've seen with the Saints, we're giving report cards and grades right now, aren't we? You don't know until you get football under you, right? You don't know. I'm sure you know what to work on after you put time in and there's some snaps. Look at LSU with Miles Brennan and such. Like, you know, that you know what plays are better. You know, how he feels more comfortable in things. Same thing on the defensive end, okay? We don't have those NFL guys. This is, or in those players. This isn't the defense that I played in last year. So, you know, this is what this system sort of looks like. I just think you need snaps, and that's why I'm wondering, you're playing a team that hasn't played yet, and it's October 6th, and you've played in a couple of games already. I'm aggressive. Like, I'm putting them behind the eight ball as quickly as I can. I'm bringing heat. You know, I mean, I'm pressuring as much as I can. I'm putting pressure downfield. Now I got a quarterback that wants to throw the ball down. You know, I'm doing as much as I can because I have a team that if I can get a couple of points up, that I can just run the football and ground and pound you to death, you know, and still put up 60 like they did against Southern Miss. So, you know, again, I know there's that thing. I think there's something very real to what I've seen already this season. That first game is going to be tough. You don't have legs under you, and it's going to be tough, right? It's going to be tough. Quick break. We'll take it a minute early, and then we'll come back to Earl, give him some time to chat. 800-998-1003, the NBA Finals are tonight. Who you got? Heat Lakers? Should I get my hopes up? Jordan said yes.
Yes.
Should I get my hopes up? Major League Baseball playoffs, Marlins Braves is still 1-1. 1-1 it is. Question of the day, two report card by your New Orleans Saints. Grade me the offense, defense, special teams, and coaching, and give me an overall grade. I went B- overall. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Sprung from cages on highway, man, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping
out over the line. Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Did you know the effects of low testosterone are not only physical? You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, and even sleep patterns. Irritable, bad mood, can't concentrate, can't remember things. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590. To schedule an appointment today.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
The devastation caused by Hurricane Laura was unprecedented. You can prevent additional damage by making a free call to 811 a few days before you dig or disturb the ground in any way. Calling 811 helps protect you from unintentional consequences caused by digging into underground utility lines. After calling 811, wait the required time, confirm all marks, and then dig with care. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law. This message provided by Common Ground Alliance.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 is the number to call. At ESPN Radio knows the way to tweet at us. Questions of the day. You got Lakers of the Heat, and also I need report card grades. First quarter of the season is in the books for your New Orleans Saints. Give me a grade on offense, a grade on defense, a grade on special teams, a grade on coaching. I went C on offense, C minus on defense, A on special teams, coaching B minus, overall grade of B minus. That's what I got. Earl, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
Hey, Gus, happy Tuesday, buddy. How's you and Jordan doing today, man?
Doing well, man, doing well.
Doing well, could be better.
You know what? Just say you're doing well.
No, because you got to give your honest opinion. Can't just be fake all the time. You know what I'm saying, Gus?
No, I don't.
Gus, is he still perturbed? With his Bears on Sunday?
I have a new boo. And she's coming to New Orleans this weekend.
Wow.
Or next Monday.
Wow. You know, you don't even know when your boo is in town, do you? It's called Monday Night Football.
You need to bring your boo to Vinny.
I hear that, man. What you got for us today, dude?
Hey, let's go Heat. I can't stand the Lakers. I hope the Heat can do it, but it's some look good. Hey, Gus, for the Saints, the grade you said, the offense, defense, special teams, and coaching, right?
Yep. So what do you got?
I got team C plus, defense a C minus, special teams an A minus, and what was the other one, Gus?
I got offense, defense, special teams, and coaching.
Coaching, I'm gonna give Peyton a C minus.
Okay.
I think he did a little better last game. And Gus, I gave the team a C plus just because with COVID and no OTAs and how's everything going on. And I think if we would have had that, maybe we would have been playing a little better. I think that's the case for all 2018. I think we have 28 teams in the NFL, maybe more. I think as each game comes, Gus, I think we're going to get better, man. I really, truly believe that. I'm feeling really good about, I mean, Tampa's making me a little nervous. And look, we talked about this, Gus. Whenever we do go to Tampa, it's going to be a sellout crowd, isn't it? I mean, everything's full bowl or go in Florida right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, it'll be interesting to see as October moves on. And quite honestly, after the election, I wonder how things are going to go.
Yeah. I feel good about our team. And look, Gus, tonight with my Yankees, that was a hell of a game last night, man. And it's just, Gus, to me, it feels weird with no fans. I'm used to hearing Joe Buck at Yankee Stadium. I mean, packed crowd. It just, whoever wins this, Gus, is that going to be an asterisk fight? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because home field, to me, really does matter. If you're playing in the Bronx or Houston or some of these really good teams that sellout crowds, Wrigley Field. I know the Cubs are not in it, but I'm just saying it seems like something's being taken away from it, Gus.
It's, right.
it's kind of weird right now. But I want the Stros, man. I know Bregman's on the team, but I want the Stros. They cheated me out of a championship. I want them, man. Have a good week, buddy.
Always there he goes. Enough. All right, Earl. He wants the Stros not to win. He wants revenge.
How funny would that be if the Dodgers win it all and there is a small little asterisk?
See, why are you doing that? Why are you putting an asterisk? Why are you putting an asterisk on Graf's championship?
Oh, that would be hilarious.
You want to call him Mr. He gives me plenty of nicknames. Is that what you're going to call him? I'm Mr. Hindsight. I'm Mr. Out on the Limb, he calls me. So you're going to call him Mr. Asterisk? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we got to come up with something a little bit better.
When you suggest something, you probably want to have something ready.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, so the next time you think you're going to make fun of him, have something ready.
I don't like to beat up on someone too bad. I like giving them a rebuttal and then I'll, you know, kind of come back at them.
Your team needs to win the game first. How about that?
By the way, talking about the Pelicans play-by-play announcer.
Yes.
Well, we have some Pelicans news that came out a few minutes ago. Congratulations, Drew Holiday, on being the NBA Teammate of the Year. Pelicans just tweeted that out a few minutes ago. So I think that's the first time a New Orleans Pelican has ever won that award.
Mm. Want to get Daniel Salerson on?
Yeah.
Talk a little Pels?
We have him coming on at 2:45.
Okay. You know, again, and I've mentioned this already, too, going into the break last hour, while the Saints have the most depth they've had, and I think as most talent, and they're going to play to the level that we think we are eventually, you've seen, unfortunately, the NFC just be as strong as I thought it could be, right? You still don't think the Packers are good. You spent the first segment trying to tell me that Aaron Rodgers ain't good.
Well, I think they're
Packers
good.
Packers haven't played anybody. Well, you know what?
I think they're good.
Marcus Spears agrees with you. You know what he says? We'll find out this week just how good they are. Mm-hmm. You know where they play?
The Yuckanee.
Yeah. You know who beat them?
The Saints?
Yeah.
Let's be honest, okay? Who have they played? Like, I get it. And I respect and love what Aaron Rodgers is doing and what he's had the ability to do. But defensively, they played the Vikings, the Lions, the Falcons, and the Saints. We watched the Raiders gut the Saints. We watched the Falcons get gutted by everybody they played. We watched the Lions get gutted, and we know the Vikings giving up anything you want to give up offense as far as their defense goes. Now, that's not to take anything away, because Aaron Rodgers has played great against any type of opponent, but I want to see the rest of this team do it. And, yes, they were 13-3 last year, and they had a lot of success, so I think the success continues. But it's a real test coming up against the Bucs. That's a real test. And I think Aaron Rodgers will have success, but they're going to have to go win that game against a team that's formidable and an offense on the other side that's going to give you problems.
What are you, Pat? Who
does this remind you of?
His argument is somewhat invalid.
What am I doing right now? Josh,
thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. What do you got, Josh?
Thanks for taking my call, Gus. Uh-huh. I wanted to call in about the NBA Finals.
Okay, what you got?
I saw a stat about LeBron James, how obviously after a three-month long, you know, wait for the oldest team in the NBA to gain their strength back and play in a bubble, if they win the series, it'll be the first time an NBA team has not faced a 1, 2, or 3 seed the entire NBA playoff. It'll be the first time. And I also want to point out that two of LeBron James's rings would be on shortened seasons, lockout and COVID. I just wanted to call and say that because all these LeBron fans are getting all worked up, but he has literally had the easiest road to the finals. And not only that, the team that made the finals is losing two of their 5 best players. I don't understand it, but anyway, I love the show, and I got. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear one more comment from you, Gus. Taysom Hill got less than 100 yards of offense, and yeah, he's making about, I don't know, $8.8 million this year with his signing bonus. So what's going on? And not only that, he's on the field for about 28% of the snaps, and when he's on the field, they know what we're doing. Please tell me Mickey Loomis he's not this cap god, which I understand he's great at, but please, this is a bad signing. We should get rid of him. He's mm-hmm. making more money than Travis Kelce. Thank you.
Wow. I think Josh would not give the Taysom Hill contract extension an A.
No. That sounded like an F.
Look, I'll say this. He has not been as effective as he has in the past. Now, is that plays? Is that play calling? Is that dumb luck that literally it just seems like the plays that
new dad
are called the same way? Has it executed? I mean, he fumbled again this week. I don't know.
I think the baby's keeping him up a little bit.
Are you blaming a child?
Yep.
It's incredible. So Aaron Rodgers wasn't good because he was dating Diana.
I've seen a massive difference and between now, Gus Katengill pre-Carver.
Yeah.
Supposed to post-Carver. Massive difference. I don't know what.
Let me ask you something. Do you think you'd bounce?
Bounce?
Yeah. If I threw you out the window. Right here on the second floor, would you bounce?
Is that a live radio threat?
No, it's more like Bill Nye the Science Guy. You know, I'd be like Goosey the Science Guy. I want to see if you would bounce.
If I would bounce,
yeah. Not even like a rubber ball. Just you know, as much bounce from the ground to your body hitting the floor again as you get up to try to dunk. That same difference.
Oh. So not that.
Because your vertical is what? Like a half an inch?
No, because I'm grabbing the rim
Oh, you're grabbing the rim. How tall are you?
6'1".
Okay, you're 6'1", and you grab the rim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in the distance that you have when you jump to try to grab the rim, do you think you would bounce higher than that if I threw you out the window?
I don't think so.
I think it seems like something we might need to test one day, though. For scientific purposes. Scientific purposes. Coming up next hour, Juan Kincaid, sports director for Fox 8, will chime in. What, were you surprised that hour 2 is already in the books? You just grabbed your phone to see what time it was.
I can't believe it's already 2 o'clock.
It's already 2 o'clock, just like that. Matt Muscoe.